Now to some more news, including a bus fire and the carcass of a whale on our coast. But first, more new homes may be designed for Cringleford.
A community is facing up to news that a controversial home scheme on the edge of Norwich has been given the go-ahead. The proposal to build 650 homes in Cringleford has been turned down more than 18 months ago amid fierce opposition, but has now been approved following an appeal. And that means a total of almost 1,500 homes could be built in the village, a figure which Parish Chairman Malcolm Wagstaff said was more than the community wanted. The repercussions are that the whole of the belt of land between the A47 and Roundhouse Way and at the top of Cantley Lane will be entirely built up, he said. Plans for homes on farmland either side of the A11 and to the side of the existing Roundhouse Way development in Cringleford were turned down by South Norfolk Council's Planning Committee in July 2014. But Land Fund Limited, made up of a number of landowners, appealed against that decision, a move which triggered a public inquiry last summer. As well as the houses, a mix of 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 bedroom homes, the developer wanted to provide up to 2,500 square metres of commercial floor space, which could have included restaurants, bars, shops or a GP surgery.
An appeal has been made for a group of volunteers to come forward to take over the running of a vacant Norwich community centre, because the City Council cannot afford to keep it. The Russell Street Community Centre has been empty for more than a year, but could now become the first example of Norwich City Council using new powers to hand it over to the community. The 1970s-built centre off Ham Street closed in 2014 following the standing down of the volunteer committee which had previously run it. Last summer, Green City Councillors lobbied the authority over the future of the centre. The council said with budgets under pressure, a sustainable future needed to be found. The authority believes it might have found a way to do that by transferring management of the building to a community or voluntary group or organisation through a process known as a community asset transfer. That could see the centre leased to a community group or volunteer organisation at less than market's value, or at a reduced or peppercorn rent, or even rent-free. But the group which takes it over would be responsible for paying all outgoings, including utility bills, insurance and maintenance and repairs.
An investigation is underway to determine how a bus caught fire on a Norfolk road. The number 53 Connect bus went up in flames in Dereham Road in Cossey. Emergency services closed off the road in both directions between the A47 and Barnard Road junction, resulting in long delays. No passengers were injured in the incident, and the company said an investigation was underway to find out the cause. Fire crews from Carrow and Earlham were called to the scene, along with engineers. The bus, which normally operates between Wroxham and Queen's Hills, is now back at the Connect bus depot.
Staff and pupils at a Norfolk high school had cause to celebrate after receiving a glowing Ofsted report 3 years after being placed in special measures. Heatherstead Academy, near Norwich, has become the first high school in Norfolk since 2014 to be judged outstanding after it was given the highest possible rating across the board. The school, previously known as Heatherstead High School, was placed in special measures in March 2013 after Ofsted inspectors found it inadequate. Just months later, it became an academy as part of the Inspiration Trust, a flagship Norfolk Academy chain often praised by ministers, and it is now the first school in the Trust to gain Ofsted's top grade. The news came days after national performance tables confirmed the academy posted the best GCSE results in Norfolk for a non-boarding secondary school in 2015.
A plan to build a new medical centre at Norfolk's largest hospital to ease pressures at the already stretched site has been announced. Managers at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital have revealed plans for a significant facility at the Trust's premises. The new unit would house several services moved out of the main building to free up space to allow A&E to expand and ensure more patients are treated more quickly. The hospital has struggled with capacity following a rise in demand for NHS services, which has caused the Trust to miss vital patient waiting time targets. The Trust will draw up a business case for its expansion plan, which is expected to be discussed by its board in May, and the project could be completed within 2 years.
Two drug dealers who brought crack cocaine and heroin from London to peddle on the streets of Norwich have been given sentences totalling 7 years and 4 months. Richard and Dombley, 19, and Troy Lanahan, 21, were found at an address in Southwell Road in Norwich with drugs, with a street value of £4,000 and £1,000 in cash, Norwich Crown Court heard. Claire Matthews, prosecuting, said 284 wraps of cocaine and heroin were found at the address, as well as mobile phones. And Dombley and Lanahan, both from North London, admitted possession of Class A drugs with intent to supply. And Dombley, who had previous convictions for other drugs matters, was given 4 years custody, and Lanahan was jailed for 3 years, 4 months.
It was a case of binoculars at the ready for both young and old in one community. Pupils from Cringleford Primary School joined residents and staff at Cavill Court Care Home to take part in the RSPB Big Garden Birdwatch. Everyone was donning their binoculars to take part in the nationwide survey. In the week prior to the annual event, pupils and residents gathered at the site on Dragonfly Lane to prepare the garden and encourage lots of wildlife to arrive. Bird boxes were painted, feeders filled, and even fat cakes were made to make sure the birds of Cringleford were well fed. Anita O'Neill, manager of Cavill Court Care Home, said, "The RSPB Big Garden Birdwatch provides a great opportunity for residents to access outside areas and reap the emotional, social and physical benefits this can bring. The calming nature of birdwatching can lower anxiety, and it's also a valuable reminiscence activity that helps residents recall their love of nature." Over 500,000 people took part in the survey in 2015, which takes note of the wildlife in the area, and the RSPB are expecting even more people will take part in this one. The event, now into its 36th year, is designed to encourage people of all ages to take a closer look at nature and record the different species that inhabit their gardens.
Contractors moved onto a Norfolk beach to start removing a whale, which was washed up 8 days ago. The operation at Hunstanton started at low tide, and the carcass of the sperm whale was cut up before being removed for incineration. Thousands of people had flocked to see the whale, but officials feared that it would become a health hazard as it decomposed.
As Norwich Music Venue, the Owl Sanctuary, closed its doors for the final time, hope remains with talks underway to find a new home. After an overwhelming final weekend, manager Dan Hawcroft has revealed plans are already in motion to revive the venue in a new city centre location. The team is also looking to secure the future of the Norwich Soup movement, which has used a room in the Cattle Market Street building and hopes to find it a home in the market. Some of you may remember Dan. He was one of our sound recordists.
Now to our first feature, written by Derek James, who looks back on two iconic city stores. Here is Sarah to tell us more.